If you're looking for someplace to eat in Boston in the early morning hours, you don't have many choices. One of the few options, though, is in the Leather District. As part of our occasional series on Boston After Hours, WBUR's Miles Gordon met the crowd at the South Street Diner.
Across the street from South Station, a long counter with stools, formica tables, multiple grills, three cooks, three waitresses, a full house with a line outside. 3 a.m., and it's feeding time.
And we'll do some cheese steaks and Diet Coke. We'll do some fries.
The after-hours crowd is ravenous, and the grill sizzles. Late-night favorites are burgers, eggs and fries, lots of fries.
And French fries on the side, baby.
South Street Diner, the comforting aroma of things frying in oil and 39 seats.
We come here at a minimum once a year.
Erica Kabag lives south of Boston. She makes an annual pilgrimage to the diner. It's a matter of faith.
I go to Midnight Mass for Christmas, and this is the only place open, and it's a family tradition that we go to, like, a diner after Midnight Mass.
This night, another type of celebration.
I'm getting married Monday. These two are high school friends, and they've come from California for the wedding.
Because it's one of Boston's only all-night venues, a mix of people dine here, often lining up down Neyland Street waiting for seats. They stand in half shadow in the glow of streetlights, near heaters provided by the diner, here for different reasons, becoming briefly community. A group of four young doctors, including Colleen Donahue, stand chatting in the chill air. They've known each other for years and enjoy this rare chance to hang out and chow down.
So I actually went to medical school right around the corner right here at Tufts, so I've been to this diner multiple times.
I imagine with your shifts, middle of the night, you come here and...
Late, early in the morning, late at night, didn't matter. It's here. It's always good food, so you can't go wrong.
Behind them in line, a group of friends have been out to a club and now have come here to keep the party going and to revel in their friend Taisha Sturdivant's big accomplishment. It's her first day as a lawyer.
Just this morning, yes, I'm one of the newest members of the bar.
She already has a job representing investors and developers, and she has plans.
Ultimately, if we're talking very long out in my career, I'd like to be a juvenile court judge one day. We'll see if that happens.
Back inside, there is the table of five young women and one guy, all with V's on their foreheads drawn in red marker, V for virgins, because tonight was their first time attending the Rocky Horror Picture Show. One of them is PJ Donnelly.
It was quite an interesting show. Yeah. Probably the weirdest night of my life.
And there are the seven students from Emerson College who came here after a house party and who all have screenplay ideas. One is about a roving band of storytellers the author envisions for HBO. And there's a DJ named David Hepp who calls himself D. Hepp. This night, Hep and friends competed in a battle of the DJs.
We came out to see our man Cap Slap. He's a good friend from old times. He shot Royale down. We got on stage. We did our thing. We had a good night.
The good night winds down. It's 4 in the morning. At a corner table, Leandro Barreto and a group of friends, all originally from Brazil, are ready to rest and start fresh.
I think like everybody's just looking for something different, you know, everybody wants some more exciting. I guess it's just never enough, you know, people are always looking for something different, I guess, you know, so I guess that's what it is.
But at a certain point, it's 4 in the morning, you just got to go to bed.
You never know. Yeah, that was it. Get ready for tomorrow, you know?
Yeah. Do you work tomorrow?
No, I don't work tomorrow.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow we are going to House of Blues and, you know, hopefully we end up here again. It should be a good night tomorrow.
And as the jukebox cranks out Journeys, Don't Stop Believing, for the sixth time this night, or morning, the diner regulars and visitors slurp down their coffees, fork their fries or pie or whatever, enraptured in the music and the moment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miles Gordon.